Another episode of Pinkies Up. This is your co-host Jada,
And this is Emma.
and today's topic is why kill the
Whoa,
vibe.
another top 10.
Yes, another top 10. You know, you guys, we put so much thought into our top 10 because I feel like a lot of times when people talk about top 10, it's like it's things that are pretty much understandable, and it's pretty easy to think of your top worst or best of any topic. Would you say that, Emma?
Oh, yes. It's really fun too, 'cause like I think it's a good conversation starter for people because, whenever I've gotten in situations, it's so easy to refer back to these episodes because people could come up to me and be like, "What's your favorite movie?" Or like, "What are your top 10 favorite songs?" Like the episodes we've done so far. And I'm like, "I'll just go watch the episode. I'll tell you
Exactly.
exactly what I like and why I like it." So
Now,
it's a good little conversation starter, but it's a good answer to all those questions you get asked.
yes. And speaking of situations, tell me, what is a situation when a mood was killed? What's a moment? Tell me.
Oh, the biggest mood killer. Okay, I won't try to get like a little too TMI, but I might have to. It was in eighth grade, and your girl was not prepared for the time of the month.
Oh.
And I went to gym class, and we were running the pacer test. And for
Oh
those of you who don't
no.
know who the pacer test is, it's this running test that gets faster the longer you keep running. And you run from one end of the gym back and forth, and the music speeds up. And I was like, I'm gonna change products after gym class. And I
Right.
did not know we were running gym class this day. And then I finished, and I was never really good at this test anyway. But I asked our gym teacher, I was like, "Can I go to the bathroom?" And the back of my shorts were totally completely different color.
No way.
I
What were you wearing? What color?
was wearing these light turquoise gym shorts, and I
Oh, ain't
bled
no
through.
way.
And I
No.
had a full-on breakdown in the locker
Oh,
room.
did anyone notice?
I hope to. I mean, I feel like people did notice, but it's
Oh,
eighth
and no
grade.
one said
Nobody
anything?
said anything. It's kind of a
You
situation where it's
asshole.
like
Excuse me.
no, it's like they look, but they maybe didn't want to say anything. But like, I walked out of the locker room because I was like, well, we all have to walk, and I can't just hide in here the rest of class. But I just
Man.
like had my shirt pulled over my pants as far as I possibly could, and then I went home and I threw that whole outfit in the trash. I was like, I'm
Oh,
not getting any memories, and I have
you
always been
jerks.
prepared since, but it was the
As you
worst. And it's
should.
eighth grade and it's middle school, and you feel like it's the end of the world. It was just
Yes.
not the vibes.
And
What
you know
about
what's cr
you?
for me personally, I was in first grade. Or should I tell them? They're both similar instances. I think I'm gonna do the most recent, which is eighth grade, okay? And I was funny, eighth grade, and I was at a church Sunday meeting. I believe Sunday, what's it called? You guys know, I
Like
don't do
Sunday
anything.
school or like
Thank
youth
you.
group?
Sunday, yes, youth group. Sunday, thank you. It's been a while since I've been in church. Anyways,
Same.
I had to think about it. But what happened? So the adults were inside having a little Bible study. And I was there too until, like, I guess a lot of children like me. They're like, "Oh, Jada, you're so fun. Come play with us. Come play with us." And I let you wear dresses just to be respectful. That's just how my mom raised me. In the church, we wear dresses, okay? No jeans, just wear a nice little dress and call it a day. But this is Bible study. I'm not wearing a dress for Bible study. What do I look like? So I had on some nice little jeans, and they were like kind of like bell bottoms. Oh, God forbid. Anyways,
Oh,
they were
God.
bell bottoms. They were bell bottoms. And so I went outside. I'm like, "Jada, come play with me. Come play with me." And I'm like, "Okay." And then they play with us. Come play with us. And so I went on the trampoline that was outside. It was a the couple had a huge house. They were like really rich. They all earned. They owed a couple like franchises of this yogurt place. And so they had this giant trampoline thing for their kid. And she never got on it. And they're like, "Come jump with us." So I'm jumping. I'm jumping. I'm like, "Oh, the kid's like, I can touch my toes." I'm like, "Kid, that's all you got?" And I said, I was talking trash, And then I went to do like a good, a good old hop and toe touch when you do the jump in the air, like, a High School Musical
Yeah.
cheerleader or whatever. And all I hear is my pants ripped from the
Oh
seams. It went down to my ankle, all the way up to like the rim of my underwear. And the thing is, it was so embarrassing because it's like I was wearing the wrong underwear. And they were like, the scandalous looks. I'm like, and the kids look, and I'm like trying to be like, I just dropped. I went like total planking, sardine in a can, straight. I did not move. I couldn't move. In my underwear, it was red. And it was like, they were just like, like don't look at me judgingly. Like they're like, oh, because you dated your friend. I'm like, what the world? You know, like, it's church. Like, what? And I'm trying to, like, cover myself. And it's like,
oh, my whole, gosh. And, you yeah, know, that's
but
bad.
But I can't move because it was, like, it was all the way to, like, the waist. Like, it was there.
Just, wow.
Oh, yeah. And I, it, by the way, that toe touch was beautiful. But anyways.
Like, yes. I still did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was successful. But that rip. Oh, my heart. When I jumped up, you know how, like, your stomach's supposed to drop? My heart lunched, it lunched out of my chest. It was literally, like, and I saw the, like, the slow-mo, the, and I looked, while I'm falling down, I see the parents, the owners, and they were, like, the deacons in the church, and I just,
oh, no.
The eyes widened. My mom's, like, got her hand over her mouth. Like,
oh, my
she's
God.
Turning around to see what they're looking at, and she sees me. Oh, God. Anyways. But, yeah,
yeah,
that's
yours might be worse than mine.
They
that's
saw red.
Pretty bad.
They saw red, all right. Not natural causes like yours, but anyways. that was definitely... But, you know, to the top 10, you guys. Now, on my number 10, my... Number 10 vibe killer is forgotten inside jokes. Nothing's
really,
yes, it's such a vibe
killer.
Wow. Now here's why. When you're like out and with your friends and you guys have an inside joke, okay, and an inside joke is only fun when the people who knows, but when everyone's forgotten and you're like, hey, remember that one time, and they're just like, I don't remember. And you're like, I remember that one time, and you're laughing by yourself, and then it's not funny because they don't remember. So then it's like, basically, that inside joke dies.
Mm-hmm.
Worst vibe killer ever. Because then it's like, oh man, that was like, you lost something precious, and they don't even know what you lost. They lost because they don't remember. Worst feeling ever.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, when I'm hanging out with friends, sometimes I'll say, oh, do you remember this time? And then everyone's like, yeah, I remember it. But I don't mind it. Like, if someone brings up a memory that I've maybe forgotten, I'll be like, oh, I totally remember that. Or if I don't get it right away, they'll be like, remember, it was on this night, and this is what happened previously before this joke. Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember. But I can see why that would be a mood killer.
It
like
is,
I can see,
like,
that
because you want your friends and they just don't get it. And it's like, oh, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it. Very New Yorker style.
Oh yeah, had to embody that. So what's your number 10?
So my number 10 is not being able to read the room. I just think that, like, if you can't read a situation and play off of it, not like it, like an makes me seem like I'm an actor when I'm not, but you know, just being able to read a room. You know, if you go into a room and, for example, if I'm in my workroom for the newspaper, if everyone's kind of sitting at their desk, they're put their nose to the grindstone, everyone's kind of hustling, maybe each person's listening to music by themselves with headphones, you know, you'll just sit at your desk, get quietly, and get work done. But if people are like messing around, you know, they're like, we got a lot of the work done, we're just kind of like hanging out and chilling, then that's fine. But if like I were to walk into a room and be really loud and disruptive and like blast my music, it's like those situations where it's like, if you can't read a room, first of all, you're kind of embarrassing yourself, I feel. Oof. And that's just like a little like, just like, hey, you know, everyone else is doing this. You're kind of making yourself look bad right now. And other people are probably judging you for it.
She said, look, they're probably judging you, honey.
I am.
That's but why she said, she's like, yeah, it's me. Don't worry.
But also, it's just like rude if, you know, if you can't pick up on what everyone else is doing around you. Like,
when you describe,
you know what I mean?
That, yeah, when you describe that, I really got a sense of middle school. You know, those kids or those guys, and they're just like, oh, yeah. Did you see that? Can you believe that? And everyone's like studying.
And everyone's like nobody cares. Like,
exactly. And they're in their corner getting louder and louder. And it's like, okay, read the room.
Exactly. It's like reading the room. It's something that's so simple. It's so simple. Mm-hmm. But I feel like some people need to work on it.
Yes.
Like, it's just something that's so simple that can really make or break how people perceive you, especially if it's your first time in, like, this new environment. Uh-huh. It can really, like, make or break what a – I genuinely mean that, what people think of you.
Wow. You know what's funny? Because for me, I read the room, but I'm more of an elevator. See, it depends on what the room is. If the energy is right, I'll mm-hmm. leave it be. But if I don't like it, I would probably do something just to make it to my like. I know that sounds so weird for me, but like, for example, if it's like kind of like awkward, and that's the room, I refuse to be in that room. Nope, we're not going to be awkward.
But see, if you don't want to be awkward, you remove yourself from that situation, you know?
See, no. See what you do there is you make the decision unawkward. Uh-huh. And everyone gets comfortable. And then it's the more pleasant. You see, there's two different ways to handle this, you guys. You have the fight or the flight. The walk mm-hmm. away. Or the mm-hmm. make it your way. Baby, this is McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Slay. I'm here for it. All right. What's your number 9?
My number 9 is my vibe killer of mm-hmm. number 9 is spoilers. Ugh.
Oh, that's well, I will give you this one 110%.
Like, I hate when either movie, book, I don't even add.
Oh, this is the part when they say, no. An ad? I wanted them to say the tagline.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, don't spoil this for me. Or like when you're telling a joke and someone just, it really just takes the fun out of the moment because it just, it sizzles, not even sizzle. It just like, it dims your excitement. And it's like the enjoyment of surprise is gone because of you.
It does. It really does. I remember when the new, the latest Spider-Man movie came out, I was mm-hmm. so excited. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then I went on YouTube and someone had already filmed like a part of it, like a kind of like a plot twist, which I knew was coming in the movie, like, because people had talked about it for months and months. And so I was like, it'll probably happen. Mm-hmm. And it did. But still, I was like, oh, but I still wanted that satisfaction of like being able to like see it in theaters. So until I went and saw it in theaters, I swore off of YouTube. I did not watch YouTube for like 2 or 3 days. And like, I barely was on Instagram because I was like, I cannot have this be spoiled for me.
Literally, I did the same thing with Infinity War, and I knew I couldn't afford to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. So like, all my friends who like love Marvel and they're talking about the plot, avoided them. All the YouTube videos, avoided.
Instagram, it's so tough.
And then with the little, what's his name? Oh god, the gauntlet. Come on, Jada. Thanos. Thank you. Ooh, go, mm-hmm. Emma. I see you, girl. Okay. Yeah. And yeah. Oh yeah. So when I saw him, I'm like, avoid. And then finally mm-hmm. I got you. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. Guys, I'm in the inside joke.
Yeah. For sure.
But what's your number 9?
I'm so glad that at college I can avoid this as much as possible. But in high school, and I guess in big like malls or public spaces, I guess, are people who walk slow or crowd. I cannot Ooh. Tell you how badly. I would have put this up higher on my list, but mm-hmm. it's still on my top 10 because it really does make me so mad.
Really?
Because here's it infuriates my very core.
Like, oh my God.
I hate people. Like, here's the thing. There's a time and a place for it, right?
Okay.
Obviously, don't walk like someone's chasing you, because if you're walking really, really fast, like, I'm going to think that something is following you and I'm going to get a little anxious. But like,
that's funny.
Let's say we're out in nature. Uh-huh. Take time. Walk. Enjoy it. Now, if a rattlesnake's coming up behind you, you better run. But like, you know, take time and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, if we're in a shopping mall, right? And you are walking so slow and you are blocking the entrance to a store because you and your friends are walking slow. Oh, and then you see this group of people, you know? Why do you have to stand in front of the entrance of the store so that no one can get in? Can you just like move to the side of the hallway where like nobody else is? And like in high school, people would walk so slow. And sometimes I would have to walk from one end of the building to the other in 6 minutes. And that's not possible
It's
if
hard.
you are, if my grandma can outwalk you, you need to pick up the pace. Like,
Ooh,
seriously.
you guys, she saved this one right here for a while now. This has been boiling for a
And
while.
but then the people who would crowd in front of the door, it's like, can I please get in? And I never did this, although I really wanted to, but I just saw so many like TikToks of people doing this and it was so funny, or like people making fun of it. Like if people would like push through a group of people to get to the side, people would be like, excuse you. No, more like excuse you, because you wouldn't move. Like,
That's literally, you know what? Let me tell you, that's
seriously.
literally my little sister's the same way. She will, if someone's in the way, and she's just like, excuse me. And she tried to be nice. And then they're just like in the way, and then she just pushed through. And they're like, excuse you, little girl. And she's like, excuse you. And then she says other things. But anyways, yeah, she's both.
Exactly. Like, seriously, like, and again, it's the thing. Read the room. Don't block the door and maybe keep a moderate walking pace. So, like, one, you don't prevent other people from getting to their destination because you were walking slow.
And lollygagging.
Just please,
My question,
please.
does this like this irritation of yours, does this apply to walking and driving too, or just walking?
Oh, we'll get to the drivers later, Jada.
Oh
Don't you
dear.
worry about that.
Oh, okay. Number
Don't get
eight.
ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me.
She's like, don't rush me. Number eight. My number eight, like, you know, what kills the vibe for me? My number eight is long lines. I
Oh.
hate long lines. And not to say I'm not patient, but the irritation that long lines bring and the attitudes that it bring, I'm just not for it. Whether
It's not infuriating. It's more the annoying aspect, I
yes,
feel.
because people get see, I'm a patient person. I can do it. But the people who aren't, they get so aggressive.
Yeah. Like your voice
Literally,
just
like
did.
seriously, they're just like, you know, they start rolling their eyes, mumbling
Oh.
underneath their voices, and being sarcastic. Like, for example, when no one's literally talking to them, it can look like a food line. If this guy wouldn't just hurry up and just grab my hot dog and sauerkraut, we'll be just fine. But no, he wants to just talk to a lady about her parking, and it's like, dude, calm down. But then people get riled out. And then I get
Yeah.
riled up because then you're being mean to them because I feel bad for them. And then it's like, oh my gosh, just
People feed off each other's energies.
yes. And then it's like long lines, it can either make you or break you. I'm sorry.
You ain't wrong.
it's not for the faint heart. It's really not. It's not. But tell me, what is your number eight?
Mine is, this is gonna sound weird, but it's just like chewing slash drinking loudly. Like, it's
Like
just a
smacking or like
Yeah,
just loud eater like carrots.
like,
I'm
no, I'm
sorry.
saying like I don't like people who like chew with their mouth open. Like it like literally makes me like so like ugh, like I hate it. But like people who are just yeah, like people who are like that and like chewing with their mouth open, or like people here. I apologize you guys for this recording, but I drink water when we record. But like if I were to be like
Ew, sorry. I just feel like my ears just got violated. Hold up. I'm
That like
sorry.
I almost choked.
That
Like it almost went down the wrong pipe.
sounded way grosser than I thought it would. And I'm like, 'cause I'm used to that, things like that they don't really bother me. But that right there, did you hear
I heard
that?
it too. Jada, I made that noise and I was like, ew.
Oh, that was
But people who
invasive.
are like but people who like slurp their drink really loudly, or people who go ah, after like every sip, like okay, if it's like a hot day and you're taking a nice like sip of like some lemonade and you're like ah, right away, I get it. I feel the vibes, I connect with you. But if you're literally like ah, after every sip, it's like we get it, you're refreshed.
I literally like when the dads, when they sit down in their chair, they get that beer
Yeah.
one more time. I'm like, okay, dude, you
Like
know how this is gonna taste. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Just chill, chill.
Yeah, that's my number eight. What's your number seven?
My number seven is when radio stations songs. It really, cause like when, for example, when you're driving and it's a long car drive and the only station you can get, mm-hmm. and they play the same song over, it's like, God, do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of ruining the effect of the drive when you're just hearing the same thing over and over, and it's like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. what? Silence. Hello, silence.
My old friend.
Exactly. No.
But no, I totally agree, because there are a lot of really good songs that have been such a mood killer, because the, like, when you hear it on the radio, maybe for like once in a while, I'm like, yes, but that's why, you know, I get the aux cord out, because it's like, okay, I have music that I want to listen to. But like when you hear the same song like 20 times in a row,
mm-hmm.
it's not fun. Like, and there's a couple songs that I think I mentioned it in our life soundtrack episode, but I can't listen to Shape of You by Ed Sheeran anymore because it was on the radio so much that I just grew sick of it. And I liked that song originally.
Wow, my one of them now is like Coffee. I make a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Mine is, yes, and here's the thing that makes me so sad too. I love Dua Lipa's song Levitating. Oh, not, yeah, the DaBaby remix. I like the original mix, like just her. And I loved Levitating when it first came out. And I really liked it before it got all the airplay it did. Uh-huh. But now it's on the radio so much. Like, I'm like, if it were to come on the radio, if I didn't have my phone with me, mm-hmm. I would skip it. But if it came on my phone, I'd maybe listen to it.
How
but,
do you, like, feel about Driver's License?
I don't really listen to Olivia Rodrigo. So
really? Me neither. Mm-hmm. Cool. See, this, y'all, we're friends. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what is your number seven?
My number seven is people asking for something, but then doing the complete opposite.
Oh, like for your opinion?
Yeah. So, oh, like, for example, Jada, yes, if you were to, like, ask me, if Jada, if you were, like, what, like, you always usually ask me what you want to do with your hair, right?
Yes.
And if I was, like, you know, no, that's a, no, that's a bad example.
You know, because, like, I remember the last picture I sent you with a braid, the next thing I cut my hair. Anyways,
I'm, but sorry. No, and I love your hair. I love your hair. I love whatever you do with your hair. No, I'm saying, like, if you were, like, oh, if you were asking me about, like, classes for college, right? Right. And I was, like, oh, maybe you should take, like, this fun class. And then you're, like, actually, I'm going to take the hard class. Even if you were asking me, like, should I take this fun class or this hard class? I'm really conflicted. I'm, like, take this fun one. I think it'd be better for you. And then you're, like, I'm actually going to take this hard one. Well, then, why did you ask me your opinion? Especially, like, here's the thing, if you ask multiple people for it, I understand that, because then you're like, majority rules. But if you ask, right, like one person
and then you do, then the, it's exact, like, opposite,
but then it's, ugh, like, why did you ask me my opinion on it? If you ask multiple people, that's fine, because you really do want to get a majority vote.
Uh-huh.
But if it's just me, why'd you ask?
Don't you feel kind of like it's kind of rude? Not just not say
a little bit.
Not to say, like, oh, you can't say no, but when you're like, oh, for example, should I get this dress or this dress?
Yes.
Okay, yellow dress or green dress? Oh, you should go for yellow. It really matches your tone. Ugh, green it is. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's how you feel, don't ask me again. How about that?
Literally, I totally agree with that. 110%.
So, yeah, my. Yeah.
Number
what
six.
Number six, I would have to say accidentally third wheeling. Ooh. And no, Jada, accidentally.
Stop calling me.
Wait, no, this is me. Like, it's so.
No, awkward. This is me.
This is us.
Hashtag lonely singles.
Literally. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. it's the worst when, like, you just, when you pop up at the wrong time and you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a couple, mm-hmm. until it's too late, and it's like, oh my god, was I just there? Well, this is, look, we look around, was this supposed to be a date? Oh my god, this is so, I'm so sorry. Look, for example, my brother and his girlfriend, they were like, I believe they were supposed to have like a date night,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my brother and I were really close in age, he's only like, yeah, 23, and what happened, I guess I needed to get, like, I think I was hungry, and they were just, like, in the car, and mm-hmm. I walked out, see, mm-hmm. and the energy was just so weird, and I was like, I said, I leaned over the seat, so what's for dinner, you guys? And then, you know, because I'm hungry, uh-huh. and they're just like, we were planning on to, you know, go out for dinner. I said, okay. But, you know, my brother, you know, I went to take juices, but then they're like, oh, no, 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 you don't, you know, trying to be adults, you know, good adults. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go. You have to, I don't know. Please let me leave. No, no. And then they bring me along, and then it's like, it's getting worse.
It's the whole vibes.
Exactly. This and it's like, it. And they're all dressed nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ooh. You guys, you know, call me when you're finished, yeah?
Yeah. Stop me off somewhere else and yeah, exactly. Come pick me up when you're done.
Especially when you're it's accidental. It's like the worst. It's like, oh, my timing. I'm so sorry, you guys. You don't want to, like, yeah, be that guy.
You're anyways, like, oh, hey.
Exactly. So what's your number six?
My number six are stickers that can't come off. And, like, what I mean – okay, like, stickers on a manual can't come off. So, like, if I go and buy a book and they'll have that little sticker that says, like, 20% off or whatever, and then you can't peel that sticker off and then it just rips. And then – or, like, if you're trying to get, like, a price tag off of something and then it doesn't – like, it only peels a little bit and then that, like, little weird paper residue is on there.
Yes.
And you're just, like, sitting there trying to rub the sticker stuff off, or you're, like, working your fingernail around that edge to try to get it off in, like, one swoop. It's – I hate it. It's so frustrating. Like, can we just make stickers that just peel off the way they should?
You know, someone, one of our mutual friends, if you're listening, you know who you are.
I feel like I know who this is. I just can't think of who they are.
You do.
I really know.
Do. And hint, it's a female.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're so disgusting. Why would you even put them on fruit? It just shouldn't happen. Stickers should be abolished, apparently. But, you know. Okay, still. So number five. Oh, why kill the vibe? Number five is haters. Look, you would think that would be more on my top. But haters, I feel like haters, they're not that super important. Because haters are only as bad as the attention you give them, of course. But I just, they're just like, why? Like, are you okay? Like, does your mother love you? Like, the comments, I'm sorry.
Wow, Jada's just really coming for their throats on that one.
No, seriously, like, when I see haters on, like, social media, and it's, like, something really good that's happened to an artist, and they're just being, like, jerks, and they're just like, oh my god, who dressed you? Was it, like, Ronald McDonald? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, oh, I bet you were, like, one of the problem children who ate their crayons or something. Like, what's
whoa?
Doing? You know, like, what are you doing? Like, are you bored? Like, do you not have a life? Are you spending your time behind, like, a whole computer screen typing this up? Like, are you, what are you doing? Like, it's, like, it's kind of sad. It's, like, it's really, like, when you see, like, a hate comment, it's, like, you laugh at it. Because it's like, dude, you must be really bored, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, man, why would you even do that? Like, why would you say that? Like, not that's to say you have to exactly. Not that you have to censor yourself, but you would think that, you know, it's respect. But, you know, not everyone has that. So, yeah, haters, it's really kind of iffy. Like, especially, like, when we were in high school or middle school, and they're like, the quote-unquote stereotypical mean girl, popular girl picking on someone else, and they're just like, oh, her style is so weird. Like, does she not have a lint roller? Like,
shut what? Up.
Exactly. Like, what? It's weird. So, yeah, that's definitely a vibe killer for me, especially when I'm with someone when I just met someone and I'm getting to know them and I see that type of personality. Big turn off. I don't even want to hang out with
red
you
flag
anymore. Yes, I literally distanced myself from that point forward, because it's like, if you're gonna talk about people, I don't want to be around you, hands down. So yes,
amen to
so,
that.
What's your number five, my dear?
Waking up tired after I had a lot of sleep.
Oh man, that's
like,
that's regret.
I can go to, like, some days, like, I think it's maybe only happened like three or maybe like five times in my entire life, where, like, I go to bed and I'm like tired, like decently tired, not like if I'm gonna hit, like, I'm gonna pass out as soon as I hit the pillow, but like I'm tired, and then I've like woken up the next morning and, like, instead of like laying in bed all day, I actually will like get up and I'm like, I'm not like, ugh, I just want to sleep more, like, I'm like, I just feel so refreshed, and like, I'm like ready to take on the day, like, I know today's gonna be a good day sort of situation.
Right.
I could literally sleep for like 12 hours and go to bed at a decent time, and I could still wake up tired. I could sleep for 8 hours and still wake up and be tired. And sometimes I'm like, can I just like have those little moments, like I said earlier, where it's like I go to bed tired, but I wake up and I'm like, I know today's going to be a good day and I'm ready to embrace that sort of situation. Yes. I just want that like more often, you know, like to go to bed, but like wake up feeling refreshed and not like, can I go back to sleep for another 8 hours, please? Like,
that's, you know, it's crazy, but I agree. That's literally the worst. And I feel like maybe feeling refreshed is all about mental state. Maybe if you go to sleep, can get like a good quality sleep, even if it's not that much, that's what matters. It's, I think when you have stuff on your mind and things to do and you sleep, you're never really resting because you're subconsciously restless. So I think that's what it could possibly be.
I hate that too, especially when like I feel like I go to bed and I close my eyes and the next thing I know I'm waking up and it feels like I only went to sleep for like 10 seconds but I slept for, you know, a solid 9 hours. I'm like, still, wow. I hate that.
That's tough. All right, so why kill the vibe? My number four is pop quizzes. I hate pop quizzes.
Really? I mean, I don't like them either.
Like pop, like anything that like just like honestly like surprises, quizzes. Mm-hmm. I don't care for them because it's like you can be have like especially with teachers and you're having a good day. You guys are laughing, joking. You know, you're just having, you know, just talking it off, chopping it up, you know, and they're just having a blast. And then they're like, okay, pop quiz. Like, why would you do that?
We were bonding, I was having such a good day.
You know, we were bonding so well as a teacher and student. Why would you do this? Like, why would you pop quiz us? Like, you don't love this, do you? Like,
do you like this torture?
Exactly. I really take it personal. It's like, wow, so that's how it is, man. Like, don't ask me about my day anymore.
Just it's really 8 in the morning and this literally, is what you're doing.
Exactly. Just, you know what, just do your job. Don't ask me any personal questions anymore.
Someone woke up and chose violence today.
Maybe. Maybe I ate my veggies. Boom. Anyways, let me stop.
You don't know.
What's your number four?
My number four is being called overdramatic when I'm clearly not. Now, like, this is, okay, so, like, if there's something that I'm really passionate about, and, like, I'm clearly getting worked up over it, like, I'm, you know, talking faster, or, you know, like, clearly there's an impassioned tone in my voice, my mom has sometimes been like, Emma, like, calm down, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna calm down, or she'll be like, you're being a little bit overdramatic about this, but I'm like, if I strongly feel that way, you're only gonna make me more fired up by saying that. You know, like, you're only going to make me more fired up by saying that I'm getting overdramatic because I feel like it should be an appropriate reaction to something like that, if for that sure. makes sense.
Because that's kind of, like, diminishing how you feel. That's, like, not yes. cool.
Yes, and I hate that feeling. So, like, yes, acknowledge how I'm feeling, but don't tell me, like, you're being overdramatic. Like, if it's something that I'm really passionate about or it's something that I have a very strong opinion on, but you're not really going to take that into consideration by calling me overdramatic, like, anyone could say that to me and I'll be like, no, like, you're, it's like how people say, like, you know, and that's why I'm such a big believer too, and when people are like, oh, I'm sorry if I'm like crying or breaking down, I'm like, your emotions are totally valid and I get that, so why are you like hating on something that I'm feeling so strongly about if you're just gonna shut me down? Because one, like you said, it makes me feel like you don't care about my emotions in that sense, right, by not acknowledging it. But two, I'm gonna be less receptive to telling you things in the future if that's how you're gonna acknowledge me when I speak out about something that I care about. I'm not gonna share that information with you in the future.
Period. Sorry, I felt that. Anyways,
you won't.
She's sorry. I'm just listening. I'm just like, you go, girl. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot this was a podcast, and I thought this was a talk show. I'm over here just like, yes, girl. I'm like listening and everything. I'm like, that's right. Shaking my head. I'm like, oh yeah. This is a podcast. Anyway,
thanks. It's like welcome. A talk show.
It is like a talk show. My number three, for what kill the vibe. Wardrobe malfunctions, girl.
Ooh, we covered the worst earlier with you.
Yeah, we did, but let me tell you, you know how embarrassing it is when your just boob just pops out, like just
girl.
I
understand way too well.
Like when it's just like, and it's like, I don't know why these things happen.
Like,
but
why?
Like, you know, just like, but like, I don't know. Like, for example, when you take a good nap and you're at a friend's house and you have like a t-shirt on. And then, like, no, and you're very comfortable, and it's one of those good slob on your face, naps, arms sprawled out, legs probably in a number four position, you know, just like one leg out of the cover.
Boom. Yeah.
Wonderful. And then you just like jump up and it's like, behold. And it's like,
behold.
And then it's your friends, whoever, male. And you're like, oh my God. And it's like, you're half asleep, half awake, and you're like, holy smokes.
Like, or, oh God.
You know, or for example, when my hair, oh God. Let me tell you, like, when I used to straighten my hair, like, I used to have it pressed. And I used to do that because I'm like, hey, I show off my length of my hair. Because some people were like, oh, your hair's not that long. It's curly. And I'm like, girl, this is shrinkage, okay? This is just the curls, okay? Watch.
Looks and to be deceiving.
Literally. Poof. Literally. Behold. My hair, I would sweat here in Florida. And my hair would get frizzed or the humidity. And it would turn to a giant fro. And that's not what I'm... Especially because to get my hair pressed the way I want, I have to go to a Hispanic salon or go to the Dominican and get it like a Brazilian like blowout. And I would have to get a blow dryer and straightener, and it takes money, like $200 just for the frizz in 3 minutes. You know, that's the worst. And it's like, everyone's like, oh, you look great. And they're like complimenting you, but you're crying because you just dropped so much money just for your hair to frizz because of the weather.
Yeah.
It's just so disrespectful. It's just, it's hurtful. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, like zippers getting broken, buttons are missing, ripped pants, of course. They're just big mood killers for me.
Especially, yeah, I totally get the vibes with that one.
Oh yeah, it hurts my feelings, but
yeah, what's your number three? No, that's so good. Okay, now we're getting back to previously on Jada saying, what do you think about bad drivers and parkers? That's because that's exactly my number three. People who can't drive or park, it's insane. Ooh, in fact, the very first thing my mom told me when she was taking me to driver's ed is she's like, it's driver's ed is not even really about you learning to drive. It's more about learning to observe others on the road. Yes, and that's very much true. The other day I was driving with a friend. We were just driving around town and we were driving on this kind of busy road, kind of busy during rush hour, but it's fine. Driven down this road hundreds upon thousands of times.
Right.
And this one car was driving a little close. All of a sudden decided, and because it was like kind of turning to night, so everyone had their lights on, obviously, because it's driving and it's kind of like around nighttime, and they just decided to cut into my lane without using a blinker, and then I honked my horn and they flipped me off, like,
oh baby,
excuse you cut me off. I literally could have rear-ended your car and you decide not to do a blinker, and you, like, that's so disrespectful. Like, they were, it's like, oh, so maybe rude. I can fit in this, like, maybe I can fit in this little tiny space between the cars, and you have the audacity to honk your horn at me when you are I would have failed. Ooh. You in driver's ed. There were some other words I wanted to say there.
I've heard that.
There were some other words I could have said, but
she said, the woo saw you got you. Did you hear? She said, I would have failed you. That's right. So
there were other words I could have said, but I literally am like, did you even take driver's ed? Like, driver's ed should be mandatory for every person to get their driver's license. Like, everyone, like, driver's ed, I think it's ridiculous that they make you pay for driver's ed. It should be a free thing that every student should learn, because literally the amount of bad drivers, and then the people it's who ridiculous don't, and the amount of times every single year I will go to a parking lot and someone will just park their car and leave it. Like, do you not see the lines on the parking lot? Like, why are you taking up two spaces? Like, you didn't even like turn around to like lock your car with your little remote, and you didn't even look and be like, oh yeah, my parking actually is complete and utter crap. Let me go back to my car and repark my car.
You're just like, no. Can you parallel park? Can you parallel park?
I've only had to parallel park once, and that was for my driver's test.
Park. And let me tell you, parking on a curb, I'm getting better. But like, I can get into two white lines. Yes, I can do that. And it'll be nice. I got that. But like, getting between cars on the side of the road, oh girl, that's anxiety. Yeah. I will literally sit there, I'm like, y'all, we have to walk a couple blocks. I can't do this. I can't do this. But actually, driving is my number two. I hate when someone's driving
That's your second vibe? That's your, that's your mood killer, number two?
When they're on my, like, on my junk when I'm driving and they want me to rush.
And, yes.
And you want me to... faster?
We are not hydroplaning up in here.
Literally. Let me tell you. I used to work at this little kennel, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's in the boonies. Mm-hmm. And it's like in, like, in, just deep in the forest. I get no service. I used to. And it's on a dirt road. And it's like deers, bears. Not bears. I don't know. Do we have bears? Yes, we have bears. Anyway, I don't know about bears, but definitely turtles, rabbits, yeah. Deers, like I said. And it was white rain. It was so bad. Like, I couldn't see anything. And then these people, they're giant trucks all on me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm scared, but I'm doing, like, basically minimum, and you can hear the rain just sloshing, but, like, between my tires, just that's all you hear, and mm-hmm. the car is swerving because the roads are muddy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my baby car is not built for this, she's mm-hmm. not built for this, and I'm, like, freaking out, and I'm trying to keep it together because I have to arrive in my destination safely. So when mm-hmm. you're honking at me and you're on my tail, it brings the devil out of me. I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, you want to drive on me? Okay, let me put this on brakes, baby. Like, mm-hmm. and I know I shouldn't do that. My road rage is okay, but when you put me in a life and death situation, I get really stupid. I really do.
Same here.
Like, really?
Same here.
Like, how could, like, I'm just, like, it was terrible. No one, even the officer, the sheriff, he had to pull off on the side of the road because it was just that bad. And, you know, they have, like, the best cars on the road. They do. So mm-hmm. if he can't see, how the hell a berry.
What?
How a berry.
Oh.
She said, what?
Okay. Yeah, I was like, what are you, what?
No, but how the heck am I supposed to get through this? So, yeah, when people are on me and they want me to rush, it really makes me, not want to take the high road. It makes me want to mm-hmm. really give you a run for your money. I'm like, oh, you want to do this? Okay. Let's see. Let's play chicken. Who feel that. First?
Literally in Minnesota drivers are so aggressive and for no reason. Like, I swear they're trying to drive like 30 minutes in five. Like, can you chill? Like, chill. If you are really in a rush for someplace, why didn't you leave the house sooner? Early. Sort of situation.
Exactly. Thank you, Emma.
No, because I've had that too where like I was driving on the road and my friend who's lived in Minnesota, she said, you know, they'll pass you because like if you're in the right lane, like all the way over, like there's the other fast lane, you know what I mean? Like exactly. They'll get around you. But sometimes they haven't gotten around me until I feel like they felt like they were going to like rear end me. It's like, bro, like if you're going to speed, get into the fast lane, you know what I mean? And I've been in the fast lane, and this was another bad driving story, except it scared the absolute crap out of me, but I'm okay and everyone is okay.
Thank you.
I was in the fast lane and I was going like what the speed limit for what the fast lane should be, and mm-hmm. this car was going the speed limit in Minnesota is like 65. I was going about 70-75, but I'm in the fast lane, so mm-hmm. that's standard, right?
Right.
And this car behind me, I swear, is going like 80-85, and I'm like, whoa, like dang, they're kind of gaining on me, and I'm trying to speed up so I can get over to the right lane because that's like the lane where people usually go the speed limit. And this one woman is driving, she's not really letting me pass, and I swear to God that the car who's speeding up is not gonna, like, they are so close, like I feel like they could practically like rear end me in this situation. And so I kind of had to cut this one woman off even though I had my blinker on, and then she honked at me like I was doing something wrong when she was not, like, there was
letting
nobody
you go.
And there was nobody behind this woman in this car either. There was no car behind her. So she could have let up on her brakes for a second. Like, she could have let off the gas and, like, kept on driving.
But she didn't.
And then she eventually passed around me, and she looked out of the car when she passed me, like, ooh, like, WTF. Like, girl, uh-huh. what the heck? Like, you know, what are you doing? But right. I was like, why are you looking at me like that? You weren't moving over. They were riding my ass. I was like, it's either I'm going to get in a car accident Or, you know, I made sure to look through my rear view window just to make sure I wouldn't cut you off. It was very close, but it wasn't close enough where she would have ended up rear ending me, clearly, because none of our cars are damaged.
Let
But
me tell you
like,
this, the looks you learn to make while driving, it's insane. Like, you want people to be able to read your lips. It's so funny when people like do that eye contact and they're just like, read my lips. What the heck?
I've thought about making just a bunch of signs for my car. So like when I was driving and that one person in town cut me off without using a blinker, I just want to have like a paper sign I can like hold up while I'm like stopped at a red light behind them that just says use a blinker, idiot, sort of situation.
That'd be
or
funny.
Like if that woman who was passing me on the interstate and she was like, what are you doing, sort of situation, because I feel like I could read her lips, sort of, to just be like, it was either my car or your insurance hitting me, pick your choice, woman, or something. Like that,
she said, look, either way, someone's going to be not happy, so look.
Mm-hmm.
So
either
was
I
that
would
your number
die,
two?
I would have blamed you for my death. No, no, but that's not my number two.
She said blame people for death? Okay. Well, she's haunting people,
you guys. I got
your
license plate number, woman.
She's like, I got your number. That's right.
No, my number two is, I actually saw this shirt at one of these events I was covering for my newspaper. But some girl had a shirt that says, don't yuck someone's yum. So that's my number two. So what I mean by yucking someone's yum, yucking someone's yum is hating on other people's passion, sort of situation. That's right. What I mean by yucking someone else's yum. So like, for example, things that Jada and I talk about, this little backstory into us as your co-hosts, but like Jada loves gardening and she loves talking about animals, and I love to talk about writing. But if someone like came up to me, right, or you know, and I was like, I love writing, you know, and I've had people tell me this before, but like, I've gone up to people and I'm like, oh yeah, I want to be a creative writer. That's like that's my major in college. Literally people are like, what are you going to do with that? Like, you're not going to like that's impossible, sort of situation. But like, or they're like, just stop talking, you're being boring or whatever. Like when you, and I've seen so many Instagram posts about this too, and I like it every single time, no matter what, but if you hate someone or shut someone down for talking about something that brings them so much joy, you are literally one of the worst people ever. Like,
ooh,
this is this is something that makes someone happy, and you don't know if that's someone's purpose for living in the world. Like, if someone really likes a drawing and you're like, you're a terrible drawer, and that's literally one of the reasons they wake up in the morning, and it might be one of the only reasons they wake up in the morning, you're literally like the worst people ever. Like, just let people love what they want to do. Like, it's not that hard. And if it's not something that interests you, talk about the weather like a normal weird person who's run out of topics, you know.
Fair weather we're having today, right?
Seriously, exactly. Seriously. But, yeah, honestly, but you don't have to tell someone that they're boring or that they suck at something if it's something that they love.
Exactly. Don't burst someone else's bubbles because you just don't have anything else better to say. Like, that's so hurtful. For what? I don't get people like that. Why would you do that? What does that benefit you? What does that serve you? What does that give you? Gratification? You're happy with yourself? It's kind of sad. But anyways.
So, Jada.
My number one.
What is the number one mood killer of all time for you?
Seriously, but mine is when people talk down on themselves. I feel like that's
really
worse. That's I low key feel like that's worse than me, like kicking someone, like picking someone on. Good guy, can I talk on their likes? Like, yeah, I feel like that's basically worse because when I see someone self-deprecate themselves, it's so, it hurts me to see you hurt yourself, and it's like you know you should not see yourself like that, even though you do.
Perception
and perspectives. I just think it's so sad when I see a person be like, well, yeah, I'm not good for anything, I can't do this, I don't have any talents, I don't even know what I'm here for, like there's nothing I'm good at. And it's like, dude, how did you get that way? It's kind of sad, you know, and I hate it. It's like, especially like when you're with a group of friends and you have that one friend, you're like, everyone's like, oh girl, you look so pretty. Love your nails. Oh girl, thank you. I love your hair. Where did you get this from? And you guys are all complimenting. And someone says, Well, yeah, I don't wear stuff like that because I'm too fat. I can't do this. You know, I it's just not my thing. And it's like, why? Mm-hmm. Is that not a mood killer? It's like when you're all bonded.
Mm-hmm.
You just insult yourself and put yourself down. That's literally a big mood killer
for me. I have been responsible for that on a few occasions. But it's hard though, because like, yeah, for people who have dealt with body insecurities for many years, it is hard for them to kind of accept compliments, you know? So, I mean, I understand that, but also, yeah, I mean, like, I'm always, and I mentioned this in several episodes, I will be your hype woman. If you feel like you don't look good, girl, I will tell you, I will give you 101 reasons why you look amazing. So, like, for real.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my main thing. It's just, yeah, it's a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. So, what's your number one?
My number one is people who think that they're above you. And this just infuriates me. And like, this is kind of like what you were going on earlier, kind of what you were going on earlier about with haters in this situation. But I think that people who think that they're above them are literally like, whether you're like the popular people, the haters, as Jada was referring to earlier, it is like so infuriating. And that's why I just like, if you look like a popular person and then that comes out and you act like it, you are the worst people ever. Because as one of my favorite artists ever, Pink, said in one little speech she gave, at the end of the day, we're all human. We bleed red blood, we cry clear tears. So what makes you think that you're so much better than everyone else? And like you said earlier, what gratification do you get out of that? Like, we're all, like, if everything we own and everything, like, every physical possession that we own was gone tomorrow, all we would have left are just our human selves. And we would just be looking forward to survive. And people who think that their opinions are better than everyone else, or think, and see, and we're so divided now in the world that, like, people think that their opinions are more superior than others. Yes. And that's also just built this huge divide. But at the end of the day, like she said, we're all just human people and we're just wanting to love and to be loved. But if there's these people who just think that they're so much better than everyone else, you're not going to form those strong bonds with people. And it's just so infuriating to think that you're so much, you think you're so much more than what you are, but really, they're just ugly colors. There's just ugly colors that you're just spitting out. You think you're great and you think you're above everything. But one of the best quotes I've heard from someone is the
get it in
and my, the best sorry. The best quote I've heard from someone, some celebrity I like, Darren Barnett. He said, "The minute you think that you're above someone, you're immediately below them."
Yes, exactly.
That's, I don't, well, I said. Feel like I just got really philosophical and like kind of preachy, but like, no, I'm just, no, speaking my truth.
That's a good truth. Not to say, and the thing is, let me tell you, Gen Zers, unpopular opinion, I'm gonna say it, but ooh, not, I'm preach. Gonna say it. I am, but look, a lot of times as Gen Zers, we like to think as a union, like, yes, a beehive. We like to move with the move. If one move, we all move. If we all fight, we all fight. You know, if one fight, we all fight. But the other thing is, we got to realize that people have different opinions, okay? And just because their opinion is different does not mean automatically that you bash them and that they're wrong. Because you got to realize there's this thing, when we're growing up, we have to be respectful. We have to understand that there's going to be varying opinions. Like, for example, if someone believes in a certain political party, it's just like, how is that, yada, yada. Someone's political party does not determine the value of a person. It does not. And it doesn't give you the... It does not give you the right to, like, berate them, even though the majority would agree for you to do so. You have to differentiate and let yourself know that you're not better than them and they're not better than you. And if they're not killing anybody, if they're not hurting anybody, then I don't see the problem. And that's just me, period, hands down.
That's the thing, though, too, and I was watching the latest season of Queer Eye, one of the people that they were making over was, like, the world would be so much different because they're, like, because, you know, Queer Eye, it's the five... you know, gay and non-binary men who go down and they fix up people's lives. And they were in Texas, and Texas, you know, is a very conservative state.
Very
and
much so.
But they were fixing over this conservative guy, and he was around five, you know, LGBTQ plus men.
How did that go?
And so I'm always worried when they go to like conservative states, because I'm like, how are people gonna perceive them? But because, you know, it's especially with today's society, you know, when the violence towards them, it's kind of scary.
Real. It's definitely real.
But one of the guys who was a conservative guy that they were making over, he was like, I think the world would be, because he's like, this is my first time around people from the LGBTQ community. And he goes, I feel like the world would be so much different if we could all, even though we might have opposing viewpoints, sit down and talk about things. Because he's like, because he was like this very country gentleman sort of guy. And he's like, I was taught to raise everyone with respect and to meet everyone with respect. And they might have different viewpoints, but he's like, if we could all sit down and talk about our differences, and if you might not understand it, because that's a thing too. I've got some family members who are have different political opinions and viewpoints on certain topics. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, I don't know why that I see, like, I don't know why they picked it. But if I can gain a better understanding, so I'm not just hearing all this, like, fuzz in my head, so that immediately connotates them with being bad people, I'll at least have a reason of why they feel so strongly about it, as opposed to immediately judging and saying, you're terrible, this is horrible, fix your mindset sort of situation. If people were just able to sit down and talk about it and not be at each other's throats with a knife all the time, I think it would be a lot more progressive of a country.
Having a conversation having a dialogue between two people, that doesn't the conversation is when you listen, process, and then follow onward. Because when people, have you ever watched the YouTube show Spectrum?
Or it sounds very familiar.
Or which I think the Spectrum. I think it's like a Jubilee. Ever heard of
it? It sounds very familiar.
So basically, they have these people, and they have two opposing sides sometimes, and they talk about hard topics, whether it be abortion, whether it be like Democrats or Republicans, whether it be different forms of Catholics or Muslims, and they talk. You have one side and another side, and it's so great because there's even people who are on the autism spectrum. Do you agree one topic a lot with this? And it varies. And even though that these people, six people maybe, can't talk for like the world, it does give you a different perspective. And I think that's one way to get out of their comfort zone and at least try to educate themselves on a different opinion other than their own. So
we don't have to understand everyone in their life, but to even just gain a little bit of understanding as absolutely. It's so important.
And you guys.
And so that's it. Jada and I are going to be running for presidency in like 2050 something.
Oh yeah, baby. Watch out.
Jada and I are running for president. We hope you, you'll cast our votes.
Oh yeah, for sure. Tell your mother, your grandmother, grandfather, friends, children. We'll be here.
Yeah.
World domination. I mean,
we'll be running for presidency.
not a monarchy or anything. No.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Me too, but you never said it. We never said that. You know what? Watch us go into politics and they're like, oh, monarchy.
We will treat the bourgeoisie very well.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys. Oh my God. That was funny. Sorry. That made me cough. Thank you guys again for listening to another episode of our subcategory top 10. We love you guys so much. We take pride and joy having to know that we have such awesome listeners as such as yourselves. And we just want to thank you so much. Anything you want to say, Emma?
Well, make sure you like and subscribe for new episodes every single Sunday here on Pinkies Up. And as always, what do we say, Jada?
Keep those pinkies up.
Bye.